bring her. Be sure to show you how much to take in. She was a young girl. I'm glad you guys have given me easy time. I'm with you today, this afternoon. I'm telling you a story about the weeds that we used to get caribou. The other day, I was telling you guys about this part of when it was in UH, now, we're doing a lot of work. The house, our family, house, our daddy, mother, grandmother, grandfather. I remember. Of Indian. My English cooperation means all my bunch of Indians. They share together, they stick together. Today, this new generation, we quite a bit different. I'm old man, my race, Indian race. You young generation race, I see both sides. Like the other day, I tell you guys, I hope I'm young so I can make money. Athabascan Indian in Alaska, nothing about a saying. But men also like you, young generation, you start working, you make money, you have to throw your bank. Yesterday, I get $500. I go into the bank, I threw in $400 in the bank. I got $40 left. We start in our chop line, which we've done all winter. We trap till April. Of our winter outfit, we put it in the winter. We kill moose. We put in a, we smoking in the winter meat. Winter meat and summer meat, they taste different, flavor. When the meat you dry, you cook in flavor, different taste. And the summer, game, caribou, sheep, bear, any kind of flavor, different taste. So we start in the caribou in the spring, that is a May, June, with our people in the country. They get the caribou dry meat for the all summer until coming to July. Us Indians, we know, like, well, I use simple farm people. They got they feeding and their cattle. They know what kind of getting good shape. Us Indian and Alaska, our game, what time is coming back to good shape, getting fat, and good time to get it. I mean, July. We don't kill no, sometimes we've got enough dry meat and caribou meat, and if we get it and dry them, smoking, everything we save. We save even feet, caribou feet. We split them and piled up. Sometime, I don't know. I really don't know. There's very much people in this area. And the way they tell the story before me, and their people, they talk about their starving, reaching. With an arrow to kill deer, so hard to do. Gotta run. With the snowshoes too, you gotta run, snowshoes. No big brains looking for it, still around. Put us in the moose, they played off, they stopped. Stand around on the tree. As soon as we spot them, we put an arrow, we walk around. Where's in the hip, right behind the shoulder. A lot of hard ways to mislead me. Still, I never see my people stop hungry. Today, real easy life for me. I got 50 cents. I must be wanting to eat something. I'm going to some store, spending 50 cents. I get candy. Get pop. Therefore, I tell it in my story, you young generation, save. Think about saying. My Indian story, you young generation, hard for you to understand. Today, easy life, easy way. You learn education, you use it, like I use truck line to get enough birth. You get good jobs. Stick around, I tell you the other day. One really important thing, us humans in the earth, here in the last, in the world, believe in us. I use simple, one white man. He's a government now, he's a millionaire now. I met him in Anchorage. They're coming in from the state. Some of his friends pay his transportation, the land in Anchorage. They got 35 cents. He's telling us they got 45 cents. That's all he got. He try to get the meal, he can't get it. So finally his friends give him a few cents. Gets his meal, and he has the job, art. They finally get the job in the airport, in Anchorage. They stick around, they start making good money. I learned my Indian chief people save the sky. He tell us in the angry conference meeting. I worry, I really worry, even pardon I'm hungry. I got 35 cents in my pocket. I need to spend I don't know what I'm going to do. Finally, my friend gave me a few cents to make good enough. Have one meal. From there on, what? All few days later, they finally get job. He stayed on, he make his money. He get other jobs, more pay. They're looking for other pay. They tell us inside 1 month, they got enough money to make. I think right here in Fairbanks, I think we build Fairbanks Inn Motel, Travel Inn, Cafe Motel, and he built Westwood Hotel in Angus. They left everything because they think. That's why I try to get the young generation. My wee life, partly. The other day I tell you I was on something 19 years old. In clothes. Dad told me story. My uncle told me story. Sometimes grandma people tell me story. How we get make air. How we to make wood trap. We didn't have no trapping. First time I see traps, 1918, I see traps, number one, number slim trap. Leave, too small for the whole gym, the city. Even them stuff, we didn't get it easy. My grandfather's in the kitchen stuff, where I was born, married to kitchen stuff. Between Josephville and the map, I was going to draw it for some days. Arden Woods, Arden Camp, no tent. I don't know how my mother saved me. I was born right there. Right out of Arden Woods. They call in the English on that camp where I was born, they call Cyrus Camp. That means Pooh Camp, the name of Cyrus. They call them, some white guys, little people, they call themselves, they Cyrus. Because he's a Pooh guy. So that is. Right away, I was born, I was 10 years old, 10 days old, and they moved down to village. Where I was born, up to Torch North, up Portimao country. I've been staying there till I was 14. Her grandfather, her mother's daddy, old chief at Lake Mansfield. They appointed her out, my grandfather's to be in charge in his place, in his village. Old man is gonna die. So they point out, and that's how I got down in. I was 14 years old, moved down to Lake Tanaka, Lake Mansfield. That is a real old time village. After where I was just living there for a long time. From there, we didn't stay one place. I going back to Kittenstock where I'm blind until I'm 45 to 50 years old. I guess I left. last time I've been up there in 47. And that year, that's the only time I had trapping. School, they wanted Arden Woods people to move down to Tanaka. So we go back and talk with the old Chief Sam. And he took all his few people left to bring it down to Tanaka. Some family in Tanaka, some family in Tetu, some family in Snorsa. That's how we left. In that country was caribou country. A lot of caribou, herds started moving in the spring, May and June, sometimes early in April. I remember my grandfather in the Terrell. They call hay. Omar, it's like a chicken stuff. Caribou camp. All village people move in. They shipped up France just soon in April time. They go there. They put it up post and they put noodle off in sometimes. Well, that's Terrell where my grandfather make that Terrell. 5 miles up to France, 7 miles up to France. Caribou start to run, they run into France and they all go coming in and get in Terrell. Old caribou just about as much gone, just all full of the arrow. All young people, young boys like you guys, they jump in the fence and sit on top of the fence and shoot the caribou. That caribou they kill, old Chief Ron someplace, Ron Terrell, Washington. They start to kill too many, all of them say stop. And caribou start to run out. Nobody can't go on the front. And that trail, one guy, young guy, the caribou is going to hit it. They tell us, stay away. He in one sight, he started to run across. Caribou run over. He left his arrow. We're all beat up. He's right between him and caribou feet and run, caribou run with it. All smashed. They find him way down mile and quarter. Not far, he's right in between the caribou feet and run. Caribou carried him that far. They finally find him. Nothing but just all water. So that caribou they kill them, even with small. That's the time beginning to some kind of tin, some kind of iron. They make arrow points. I think I got few left. We use little knife. Even us kids going skinny caribou, we think we're doing the business. We know our old people, what they're doing. We learn. We cut meat like our parents, what they do, take care of their food, A lot of different people, they think Indians don't take care of themselves clean. They do. I talked to one person yesterday. Our old grandma, mother, even going to cook me, she has to wash their hands first before they start to cut me to cook. But one main thing, Indians, chief people, even person under the chief, they take care of their food, clean away. I hope some way, somehow, I'll find a person, a lady, an old man, how to make babies. I can show you the Mushkin snare, how they look. Sometimes 12 foot long, more than 12 foot. Big full moon. The hole you can't reach in with your hands. All Indians know how long the moose horn go through the snare. They put it up. Big snare. They caught full moose. The big horn is caught right on the neck. All them animals, they got in the snare. They real run off fast. Caribou in the corral, they got in the snare and run. Knock, they drag, pull, they knock the other caribou, run alongside of them. Knock, they kill two, three caribou with a stick, run. We pile horses that time. Caribou, we dry meat. All caribou run out. No more caribou. We bring that meat, we bring the skin, caribou skin. We shear the fur, clean out, and scrape it, then just clean. Sometimes my mother said, tie two caribou skins, make back, put dry meat in. I don't know, well, they make a lot of back caribou skins. Even they make dog packs. I used to take care of 7 timdogs, 1 bull moose, whole bull moose. I got a packed skin. Clean the head. We got a special way to clean the head. In the summer, we kill a moose. I don't care how far. Long way. We cut meat, them dogs, been packing all the time. They pack heavy packs. I'm pretty sure he packed easy. 7. We know how much pack special dog can take. Heavy load. 7-10 dogs can hold 1 whole moose. Even then, we take the feet. Feet, they last in the autumn woods in the cache, full cache, you find. Even now, you go across 100, if you know how to do it. We take can and we burn the fur and we put it in the water and start a boil. And boil it. Boil it a long time. Moose feet, caribou feet. My old stories, grandpas tell me, last a long time. They look back, the eye on the tree. You put it in the water, the leaves run, they turn back. Like you were the time that we put it in. They turn back fresh. Mare caribou, all late born, we say. All caribou run out. We bring big block of wood. Thick axe split. The knee bone. Take him out of mare, put it in a butch box. That. Same. I know Indian, they use lots of tallow, use a lot of grease. Like you folks, you cook in this, any kind of vegetables, you've got a special thing to put it in to make flour really taste good. We do our food sales. Sometimes, after they're done, we boil them, bone them to split. And we take the tallow, after they boil them, we take the tallow, we save. They use caribou, small caribou stomach. They save that too. They dry them after they started work to get the grease out of it. They got to put in the water, run the water, deep water. They soft it, wash them, and they take it off. And put on another basket and put that skin in space away. They cool off the grease and they put the grease. Pretty soon, but this much stomach. All full of grease, but this thick. Leave it there till they're frozen. So I pick them out and pull it off. That's for winter. And after all they're done, caribou meat dried, we've got a lot of hard cash up the long cabin. Work, mosquito coop, Indian coop, gold coop, rock. My Erie people really work off the heart. Once in a while, they come around in this area. Just for special. Indian here in Alaska. You guys living here in school. All winter, just little cold winter. Oh, cold winter. My young time, winter I remember. November and October time, fresh ice, just real cold, October time, snow but this much, all over the ground, freeze. By the time we got certain way to get Moshka. Who get Moshka? We make little tepnin, also like them tepnin in a fashion. Grilling. You gotta buy that one now. I see lots of. You gotta buy that. You fish grilling, you gotta put on. But that size, but a little bigger. Two guys, we go out, kick the off, tap. Go around the lake where a lot of muskrat. In the fall, just soon you make noise on the bank, muskrat just started running. Get out. You got stick, you punch around, tap around, go around the lake. One place, one muskrat time. Sometimes we caught 24 muskrat, 36 muskrat, big place, 40 muskrat. Just one bunch we kept. We start a pack, put in some dope pack. That one too, we never turn it. Bobby. We bring it back home. They make coat out of it. They make blankets out of it. Anyway, we do. The other day, I talked to a friend of mine. How did they? You got the bell cabin and bar in the middle. Do a lot of smoke. Oh yeah, to start. I say you build a fire and smoke. We got air hole on the doorway. They started smoking the house, we kick that up, we shoot right out in the air. All them frames, that old spruce tree, long one. They peeling bark, tie up the willow on it, small end, and bend down. All the stuff are hiding. I see one built at Lake Mansfield, Grandpa, in the springtime. Grandpa, they cut a lot of wood. Don't know what to do with it. They trying to come into July month. Grandpa got started digging dirt. I gonna build a house. Spruce bar. Long term I room. Of the heavy stuff too. Sometimes we bring it by canoe. Sometimes we pack. On the hill side. Ever since acts beginning to come in, people use a lot of cut pole log, big size. Walk ground and cut sometimes 8 feet. 9 feet high. They put the frame, they set up frame, and they put the pole all around, all the way up from the outside. But so they bring that spruce box, they opened up the stretch like plywood. They put it in. They got the willow hard to tie with. All of it finished. They go out to get moss out in the wood sometimes to stick. sometimes I'm sick. They're chopping long, like insulation. And start a pack. That one too, not only one, all men that to build a house. That one too, all young generation, in the village, young people, young boys, even some grandma, relative to grandpa, they help to pass. My Indian, far as I remember, they helped each other to build a house. They don't look for the pay, this house. But old chief, they give us something. That time, no money. I didn't see much money. Not until I was 21. I see money in the, I was 11 years in the mining. And since that time, I've been to see money coming in. I didn't see guns until I was 18. I see most loaded shotgun. Very small bullet kills very grizzly with. All long time. My grandpa people, they used, they bought double barrel shotgun, single barrel. That one they gotta buy powder, they gotta buy lead. I like much loaded shotgun better than 12 gauge shotgun. You put enough powder, can kill ducks long ways. In my young time, I gotta use arrow to shoot ducks. One duck take you put near about 4 or 5 hours. You finally hit it right and get it. Easy way for us to get it, ducks. We line up all in the lake. One down, run out. Chairs and lake down the creek. And then the ducks, young ducks, they go in the brush. We land in the boat and go in the brush, look for ducks. In the grass, we start around, we pick them up. That's only easy way for us to get ducks. We beginning to have a dock, we break in dock to get ducks. We even break in dock to Chess Lake. We even break in dock to Chess Moose. Sometimes 2-3 docks. 5, 7, 8 caribou in the spring. In the April month. Some nights real cold. Ice, snow, just soft, coming in the night, coming in the morning, just solid, just a caribou even run. Sometimes they run through. We take dock and we go out in the woods and looking for caribou. 2-3 dock can stop caribou, 5, 7, 10 caribou. They chase them, they're out of wing, they stop every moment. You come in, you shoot this arrow. How many of you guys want it? You get that much, leave it, risk it, go. And call your dog back. February started the moon, and then anyway, up in we living in the last without a gun, not without everything. The other day in a class I say excited, but you're in a trouble. I got shot in the head. Much later, I'll cut my feet. I got a lot of help. First, I reopened up all the prisons and councils. Some need it to start with. There's still somebody to start on a couple of things. They run in the room. We know who. They tell me to go after. I know they passed from highway to run down. Heavy rain. Big rain. I don't feel like going. I only say no. We go. Bad weather. Out more again. You better go. I go out to start a high Andrew Nikolai. He died now. We will not start off from 10 o'clock junction down to Robertson. We flopped hard. Just one flat. We flapped out five times. Six. Tar they put it in. I tell them, Andrew. The trouble, some reason, we don't want to get in trouble. So that's why this tar do that. Us Indians, the other day, I was talking class. We have a superstition. I don't know what that word means, but angels, they say it. Us Indians, we have a death life. Like you, new young generation here today, good book tell you to be good, be kind to one another. Just that strong mind in you. Without you see, without you believe. They're telling us. But 2 weeks ago, I was down in North Pole. One white guy, he tell me, Mr. Irish, what did you people call superstition? Well, I tell him, this English, I don't know what you mean, superstition. Well, I use that word. We doing a lot of tricks. Today we didn't have enough. I go out and go up the hill somewhere where you don't see me. I walk up the town. I look around the country. I explain that guys they have some questions about. Like A, B, C, E, E, F, G. Seven words. 20 kind words. The order we get from our old people, one word you mess. Quit. Don't repeat it. Don't try to get it back. No way to get it back. Just walk. Quit. Hardly get it. Superstitious make you blind, make you paralyzed, make you deaf. Quit. Don't repeat it back again and try again to you. Go out there and look around the country. I start a walk, just walk. There's a woman stand up in front of me. I shoot him. I bring it back mostly to the guy. Everything Indian they use. Truly Indian, as far as I know, no tool. Today I got good optics. I can kill a moose a mile and a half. I can use 30-30. This is far good optics. Can get moose. Thus far I can kill moose with. I don't know English, they're such experts. I mean, learn more. There's soon guns coming in. Our life beginning to get better. Today works better. Why does it work better? Your young education, you get different tribe people bring you the outfit here in Alaska after 42. School all of us. Learn education. Too bad I met. But I enjoy to see you, the young generation, to learn and use it. The other day I tell you guys, fun can't make you live in good. Sure, I have fun. She has fun. I know what fun is. I still can dance for you guys if I got my costume with me. I'm for my Athabascan Indian. I'm for Eskimo and Elliot. I'm the guy opened up, started fighting for the land in anguish. I'm the guy trying to protest the state. And after later on, I see some guy, us, we lost. Pretty close on the state. I got a wrong idea, that's why. Bars I know learn. Land, long time. Russian and government, United States government, Mahai us, they make some type deal. 7,200 million dollars. We didn't see no dime, no penny. And last time we go in a meeting, my young generation in Taranaki Chief and Doyoung, they tickled to hear about $500 million. I go in Jim Wharton board meeting down Northwood building from Angus, Jim Wharton. What you gonna do with that $500 million? Don't know. Not too long ago, I get $1,000 check. I get signed it and pass me and go in other don't pay my bill off. They're just coming to show me that I did it. Pass me and go in the other store, they get it back just inside 2 hours. What I got left? Nothing. So you young generation, that's what I mean. You learn education in youth. Plus I know some teachers, put her up. Don't pay attention. Learn education. White man business, I learned here different. I can tell you white man way in a lot of strong stories. I wish to learn. I can make good living. If I got the education, I would run it in a white man's way to stand for you guys. New education. Win. I tell you the other day at a Baskin Indian. Smart. What are business people? School people. School boy. I talk to people. Some rich day you'll be surprised. Your young generation learn education. They use it. They probably cannot move us with. I hope. I'm glad. Some of you guys not from in my village, not from in my area. My area, young generation up in my area, drinking so much. I really appreciate it, you young guys. You stick around the school. I'm glad. My Indian life, I really appreciate it. You guys, stay with it. And all teachers, try to help. Support you, room you, take care of you, teaching you on their way. Leave. Learn and use. I call my wife and coming in, spend 3 hours, 5 minutes here in town. 11 o'clock tonight, finally. I met her. The taxi just about a month ago, they get stopped. You don't know where it is. Where is it? The park was in. Cost me $7, $10. I don't care what money I spend for. Long sales company with me. This is a new young generation. This is the old time. Quarter and halfway. Is 76 years old. So he bring his sewing stuff. He's going to bring it here tomorrow. He's going to put on the table. He's the one they saved for God ever since. Today, near all old people in Karen, Alaska, put their left sawing stuff. All their work, they put their quick. Pretty soon, I wear necklaces. I put so many necklaces on me. Pretty soon, in Karen, Alaska, we keep eye over. I see somebody got necklaces. I'm glad they go back to the mine. I remind them how they were parents used to live. That's one way I'm not really sure, like my whole great grandfather's forefathers do. I hope you enjoy to my story to figure out, and you grandma, grandfather, uncle, aunt stories, the one I talk here. Don't blame me, that's my life. New life before you were born. A lot of different way, other families coming in to tell you stories. Some books they make sounds fun to me. Some new way. They don't know like as much as I tell stories. Even I remember grandpa, they would cook. They cooked moose meat dry on the ground. The deacon gone put the butch box in it. Put the powder off. I'm glad to be around here this time. Little walk from here to the apartment to here. My old leg just stepped out. Hard for me to work. Got too bad. They picked me up the other day in one way to go. I have to race three times. My old heart is no good that time no more. So thank you for listening. Again, God bless you. The man that created us. I hope they close by to listen to me, to talk to you, class, learn, and keep you, and give you health, blessing, and wisdom, and strength. Thank you.